The love is the worshipping factor, adoring factor there, everywhere. Relationship of love, divine, to anyone and everyone, especially to the central object. And he will find his fulfillment anywhere by getting a service in a particular position of him. That is what is needed. Land of love and some engagement in the loving service for the central representation of absolute sweetness and beauty and love. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Mahaprabhu came. That highest absolute center came down to invite us to his home. I have come to invite and to take you all to my home. Come. Yeah. How chance, a good chance, a fortunate chance we have got. And by catching, by accepting, by admitting ourselves in that line, how happily we can go there. Hare Krishna. Oh, the very gist of all religions. Knowingly or unknowingly, every soul is searching for such things. That different variegated obstacles are coming to dissuade us from our country. Our heart won't be satisfied until and until, unless he reaches there. The journey can never be stopped anywhere. A question of delay, long, long time, ages, ages, will pass by uselessly, wasted, because from the depth of our heart we cannot relish any other things and accept as our final destination but beauty and love, not power. Apparently it may seem that we want to be master of everything, that power, that controlling capacity, that everything will come under my control. Whatever I shall think, it will be done. But that is not. Apparently it may seem that we want power, not power. And sometimes we may think we want to know everything. I do not like to have control over all, but I want to know anything and everything. I don't like to be ignorant. That is also a section, may think, but that is not also the ultimate end which can fulfill our inner necessity. Really what we want, we have to educate. To be educated about the searching of our own heart. If we do that rightly, then we shall find we are all beggar of love, affection. The adoration of everything, that is the innermost necessity everywhere. And that can satisfy only Vrindavan Lila, Vraja Lila. We shall find. Vyasadeva has dealt, even all the scholars of the world at present, they admit that Vedavyasa, he has distributed so many different thoughts. There's no anyone to compete with him in that matter. So many types of thought is represented by Vedavyasa in Mahabharata, then Bhagavatam, so many Purams, Ved, Vedanta, all possible representations and considerations of all possible thoughts are represented by him alone. So he was master of all sorts of understanding. And he has given in his last days what is given in Bhagavatam. The love is all prem. Bhagavat prem, Krishna prem. All your hankerings are all apparent. Apparent, not innermost. The innermost hankering for every jiva soul is for this, is for beauty and love, affection and harmony, and not for power, not for knowledge, not for anything else. This is the diagnosis of all the animating space. Their common cause is the one. But to reach to such clear stage of hankering, understanding his own real, deeper necessity, not to be found anywhere and everywhere. Very few souls are found that are really conscious of their inner necessity, innermost necessity, that I want Krishna. I want Vrindavan. This is of sincere souls, not to be found very broadly, widely. Manushyanam krasteshu kasti dadashita. Narayana parayana sudulava prasantatma koji shabhi mahamun. And that Garuda Purana, Brahmananam krasteshu sattrajari sattrajari krasteshu. Sarva-vidānta parada, sarva-vidānta vich kocchā viṣṇu-bhakta vich, viṣṇu-bhakta sastribhu ekānta ko viṣṣyate, ekānta, sarva-dharmān parityajya, ekānta, only one end, not many necessary, only one, the one, that very one we want, not many. Not masters of many, but the one we want. And as lover, religious. Gaur Hari Bol. Any one of you want to ask something?
Yes, Maharaj. Chaitanya Dev was a great scholar. As Nimai Pandit, he was celebrated as the greatest scholar India will ever know. And then he gave up this scholarship in favor of bhakti, or devotion. My question is there any progress one can make as a scholar in towards the goal, but as I think you explained, one cannot arrive at the goal just by scholarship. I ask because one scholar came to Navadvip, this Tony K. Stewart, Mr. Tony K. Stewart, and he was a research scholar, a Fulbright scholar, and he had a very analytical approach to the teachings of Mahaprabhu. So I was wondering if there's any merit at all to scholarship. Is there any merit or any, can any progress be made in that direction?
Why did you not invite that gentleman to come to take him here?
Why, we did. I begged him, practically begged him, Your Honor. Actually, this video possibly can be sent to the University
What
of
is
Chicago.
The position of scholarship? As a subject, he would invest everything and express to know anything and everything. This is foolish.
He was taking a humble approach. He was being humble But he was very
that
academic.
That is sham humility. Not humility, genuine.
I see.
If he had real humility, he should have approached those that have some knowledge about Sri Chaitanya Dev, before he ventures to go on researching about Chaitanya Dev.
He perhaps is unfortunate.
Samasila bhajanti boy. The birds of the same feather to flock together.
He knows some members of Navadvip,
Dham. Navadvip,
Navadvip. Claim to have knowledge of Mahaprabhu.
Yes, there are so many men of his type. So such birds are many here, of his feather.